Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
On a Tuesday. It's a perfect, perfect Tuesday, and this song is fabulous for today as well. We are doing another recap of Vanderpump Rules. This is Season 3, Episode 8, Don't Mind the Jag. I am English Cleveland. I miss you guys. I'm so sorry I've been away for a little bit. I am joined here by my lovely, lovely co-host.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christy Olsen.
Christy's joining us this week. Yay!
Yay!
And it's Megan Stecker.
Yes.
Hey guys, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming, girl.
I am a super uber obsessed fan of the show.
Like, are you?
Since day one, before it even started, mega obsessed. So
really? Okay,
get ready. Good. I'm also, before it's very important for you to know that I'm like very team Sheena.
Okay.
So
I like
just laying that
too.
Out there.
Okay, good. I'm team Sheena.
We all love girl Sheena.
Yeah. She's cool. So let's jump right into this episode. We get a chance to get in, like, introduced to Vale a little bit more. We get to see the girls finally sitting down with her and, like, so tell me about you, basically. Mm-hmm. We get to see, which we, I guess, heard last episode that she's from Princeton, or she went to Princeton. She doesn't really say
Smart
where
girl.
She's from. She's always just like, I'm from Princeton. But I guess if you went to Princeton, it kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, she does love to talk that up. She's from Boston and
okay.
apparently has grown up in Florida and Connecticut and some other places, but hails herself as from Boston.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. So she seems very smart, very mature to be on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like, why are you kind of...
Well, she's also 34 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. I looked her up on Wikipedia because I thought she did look, to me,
uh-huh.
Just in the face, a little older than everyone else.
Right.
So last week, I was like, I have to know. And she, you know, so she's Jax's age, which is... There's nothing wrong with being 3-4 years older than everyone else.
Right.
It just, she is a little older, so maybe that's where the maturity comes
she's
from.
She's more seasoned.
Yeah, but I think she's, because Jax is her age and he's very immature,
mm-hmm.
that it makes her look like...
It elevates
his, yeah, it. Yeah, it makes her look like that's like his older sister that he's coming for advice.
But true.
Obviously, it's not what he's trying to do.
Well, and I think everyone's just so blown away by her intelligence and she uses big words
yes.
and... Mm-hmm. People just assume that she is more mature, which obviously she is. I guess we'll see.
Right. And I think the other girls, I don't know how you guys felt, but it seemed like once they were, like, baiting her for questions, she kind of just, like, shut it off whenever she wanted to. And I think they don't usually know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very like, oh, you're shutting us down like that?
That's mm-hmm. a good point. Yeah, yeah, they were a little offended.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're like, well, tell, like, I think they thought they were going to come in and be like, so tell us about you. We need to tell you who to be friends with. We need to tell you who, how to act, who to associate yourself
with. How to drink the wine at work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm, she's like, I'm grown. I don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know anybody here. I'm going in with a clean slate. And Jax does, I mean, for her benefit, he does come off as very kind in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's well, I so thought true. It was weird. She shut them down when they asked, well, what soap opera was it?
Right.
And then she's like, oh, it's just too many questions. I can't. I'm like, I, you know, that's the probably the highlight of her career. Like, I don't know why she would want to shut the conversation down at that point. That's just what stuck out to me mm-hmm. about that whole dinner.
I think because the next question after that would be, why aren't you doing it anymore?
Oh,
and
good
the
point.
Reason
yes.
why she's not doing it is because of her drug addiction.
Problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is very humbling. Finally, we have an honest person on the episode. We're like, yes.
Right? Someone who's telling the truth about
yes.
themselves.
You tell, you're very open. You don't care if anyone judges you. You're like, hey, I used to do drugs. Now I'm struggling. I'm trying to get back to where I want to be. And I'm believing in it. And it just shows the variable of, like, all these other people. Like, everyone lies. And then she's just, like, she seems like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
She seems like an angel.
Like, the only reasonable one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if this came across to you guys as well. It kind of seems like she hasn't watched the rest of the seasons.
Mm.
I think she feels that she kind of knew what happens because she knows everybody and she's been friends with a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But you could kind of tell when she was sitting, when she was talking to Stassi about Jax, that she doesn't know the full history there, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Did you guys think that as well? It seems like she hasn't watched.
Well, I was wondering last week when we were introduced to her, I was thinking, I wonder what's phony and what's real. Like, she's a soap opera actress.
Right,
so bring
right.
her on to basically a soap opera that yes. is supposed to be a reality show. What's real and what's fake about this girl?
That's
so I want to believe she's seen the shows. Who hasn't? But maybe she didn't. Maybe she is one of those people who is so smart and mature that they stay away from reality TV. I don't
but
know.
If you were going to be on the show, wouldn't you sit down and watch every episode start to finish?
That's what I would think. So
I
feel like
too.
She probably prepared, and if she hadn't already seen all of them, watched them, you know, from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So to act like, oh, Jax is a bad guy? No way. I don't know. I don't know if it's genuine.
That could be. That's a good point.
It is a great point. The only thing is, maybe I thought maybe she didn't know she was going to be on the episode. Maybe she just got hired and it's like, oh, well, we're in the middle of filming. Because why isn't her friend on the show? But all of a sudden she got like the star. Now she's on mm-hmm. the show. I just thought that was very strange.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that too.
Yeah. Last week I said the same thing. I was like, why out of three seasons this is the only new character we're introducing and why now? And I thought maybe it has something to do with Stassi being in such a deflated
mm-hmm.
element this season. She's mm-hmm. usually the lead character and stirs everything up. And her and Jax's relationship failing was always the basis of all of the drama trickling out from there.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we don't have that this season, maybe it was like, God, we're getting nothing out of Stassi. We have to bring someone in, was my only guess of why we were introduced to her.
Well, people
but
keep making
James, too. I forgot about James.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of minor with James, so.
Well, people keep making a big deal out of Vale. Like, she's such a smart girl and she could be an architect. Why would she go and be a hostess at a restaurant? Well, I don't think she really went and got a hosting job at a restaurant. I think she went and got cast in a reality show.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah.
You think that she really did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very careful with all this. And Buna Murray, come on. They've got their hand in every pot.
You're right.
For sure.
It does seem. So, okay. Do you guys really believe that Stassi isn't giving us enough this season?
Yes.
Really?
They're trying to get her in there. They're
but
trying
I think
to insert
she's
her in all those
all
scenes
up
and
in
stuff.
It. I think she's ruined, like, she's playing, to me, I feel like she's playing the same role she has all season, but she has a bigger advantage and she's taking advantage of it because she sees, you know, I'm not an employee. I can come in here and stir stuff up whenever I want. And then I'm going to make these people my friends even outside of being here.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they come over, I go over their house. We're going to still stir stuff up. And it's like, if she's so far gone beyond this stuff, why do you, like, Chris, or Katie's not your only friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you're making her seem like she's your only friend. So you keep wanting to involve yourself. And then you're wanting to turn everyone against Jax and Kristen. Mm-hmm. So I
that
feel
will
like...
always be her MO.
That's always her MO. So I'm like, she knows... It's just so funny to, like, think about Stassi and then see what she's doing little by little. And she keeps coming in there and keeps coming in there. And when she sat down and she was arguing this episode, or I don't remember if it was last episode or this episode, with Katie and Tom walks in, and she keeps saying, well, it's Jax's fault, it's Jax's fault, but none of it's Jax's fault. Mm-hmm. It's actually Tom's fault. Like, Tom is the one that cheated. Mm-hmm. He's the main reason why this happened. What do you guys think?
Well, you know, when Stassi talks about Jax like that, it almost sounds like Kristen talking about Tom Sandoval. She almost sounds like that psycho girl that hasn't let it go, right?
Yeah, she really does. She has, like, a vendetta out for him.
Mm-hmm. Good point. I didn't really catch on to that at all this season. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
No, that's, like, blowing my mind at the moment.
Yeah,
because we do have two broken up former couples. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really realize that. And the other thing, too, this season is Stassi and Jax basically acting the same.
Someone else mentioned that.
Yeah, and I think because I think Ariana brought it up in the episode last week, and I was like, oh, my God, she's so right. They are doing that to each other. And I think with Stassi with me this season, what I'm missing is that we don't have relationship drama with her. So, to me, that's why I feel like she's so out of it, and I'm not getting enough from her. I mean, we still have her stirring the pot, which she always will do for us. I love that. I think I miss her having her own personal drama. She's just getting in everyone else's.
Mm-hmm. Well, because part of that is we always watch, and my husband watches with me, and he's like, who would ever date her?
Right.
Like, I think people want to see her boyfriend and how they are together.
Right.
They love to see that, right?
Yeah.
My good friend used to listen to him all the time on Sirius. He was on a show called something with Patrick, Drinks with Patrick or something. Mm-hmm. And I think it was more of like a pop culture, normal DJ kind of a conversational thing, and now he's gone on to sports. So my friend knew of him from that, and I was thinking, like, I wonder what he's like in real life to you know, have seen this girl on this reality show and then be dating her. They're very serious. She wants to have babies, according
babies.
To her.
So
I don't know, I'd love to meet this Patrick fellow. It's too bad he's not on the show.
I just wonder, does she boss him around and, like, is very controlling? Because if he's a man that about his business, he's working man, he's not like in high school, he doesn't really care about Pump or Sir or any of the restaurants, he's like, I go there for dinner and I go home, like, I don't really care. So what does Stassi go home and talk about with him? Because she doesn't have a job,
right?
She doesn't go to school, she's not involved in anything. So when he's like, how's your day? Well, Sheena did this, Jack said this, Ariana is still hating, this, that. And then it's like...
We made a cake.
Yeah, we made a cake, what I want. And then, so how was your day? And he's like, well, I had business meetings.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't add up.
I bet you she's a completely different person with him. I bet you she would never act the Stassi way that we all know her for with him.
I think so, too, especially because, according to everyone on the show, true or not, she doesn't have a job right now, and he's paying for everything. Mm. So a girl who's got a man paying all the bills can't act a fool. You have to act right, and you're the sweet little doting girl at home taking care of everything at home while they're off paying the bills. Mm-hmm. So, and maybe Stassi is a completely different person in real life.
And that could very well be.
She may be acting.
Yeah.
I know definitely she plays it up for camera.
She's a smart girl.
Yeah, she's definitely smart. She is Vail like 10 years ago. So I think she'll get to Vail's position later on.
Yeah.
So let's get into the main basis of this whole last four episodes, Katie and Tom. So now finally the news is revealed. He kissed a girl and made her cry. And now Katie's crying. And so now it's just basically Katie feeling very emotional. We see her and Tom going into therapy. What did you guys think about the therapy?
I was so distracted by the therapist's lips that I could not really function during that episode, during that scene.
It was weird that her face, she was never really showing emotion, it looked like, and I was like, oh my God, just say something. Right. Look concerned.
She was trying to look hot for the camera.
It was weird because I felt like she was almost just agreeing with what they were telling her rather than... I'm sure they cut it all out. I'm sure they got plenty of good advice from her, the professional therapist. But it was kind of all, she would just like,
How did that make you feel?
He hurt your feelings, right? when she said that, right? And I just wanted to hear her professional opinion of what was going on with them because it's been drug out. It's very stagnant, all these episodes. Mm-hmm. So I'd have loved to have heard her give one of them or both of them some kind of a tongue lashing, like,
right,
here's what you're both doing wrong.
Well, yeah, I feel like Lisa was a better relationship tutor to Katie than
when
they went to the
sweetest, most heartfelt
counselor.
Moment. I feel like Lisa is so not genuine on this specific show on Vanderpump Rules. And to see her have Katie, like, break down crying right in front of her and hug her, and she's like, oh, my darling. Like, it was so sweet to have, like, that genuine moment. Because we don't get a ton of those on Vanderpump Rules.
Right. And we do love Lisa.
Right. You guys are right. I did kind of feel like the therapist wasn't really feeding them what a therapist would and trying to break down their problems. So then I was thinking, because my minor psychology, I was like, okay, let me try to figure out the situation. So what I wrote down was, I just thought it was very weird that Tom and Katie, like, they seem such a perfect relationship, but then they don't have any sexual relations or any of that. And we keep hearing about that a few times during the season. And I'm thinking, like, okay, well, if you guys are so great, you would think, and they seem very loving. And even when they've come on the episodes, like, and watched with us and have came on AfterBuzz, they just seem like very, like, a together couple, like, very loving, very caring for each other. And we see with him, he's very emotional for a man. Like, we don't really, I mean, I wish my boyfriend was, like, a little bit more emotional and shows, like, his emotion side, but it doesn't mind showing his emotions. So I just found it very weird that he's, like, not wanting any of that. And then I thought about it, and I was like, okay, all this time, he's been holding in this lie, and he's lied to Katie. And you know how most people, like, when you're holding in a lie, you just rather just be mad at them, like, it's their fault, and, like, you hold, and then you're like, I don't want to talk to you, so why are you asking me this? Why? Yeah, so then you don't feel bad about it. And so now he finally has it off his chest. He's like, okay, she knows about it, it's a wrap, like, now my emotions, because, like he said, he put up a wall. He just didn't want to hear anything she had to say, nothing physically, nothing emotionally. Now he's like, okay, cool, I finally want to have emotion. So
Dr. English,
they should have had
I
me
like
on there.
That's a good one. Well, the fact that Stassi said this week, no one asked me, but I think Tom cheated on her in the way that Jax said that he did. I guess what she was referring to was sleeping with someone in Vegas a few months ago. I thought that was a huge bombshell that Stassi decided to lay, like, boom, drop it, drop the mic, walk off.
Well, they brushed over it on this episode, so, and they said that Jax has admitted to lying, which he hasn't. Either they didn't get that on camera, and they didn't cover it in any way that makes me think that he really did that. I think that's Katie somehow getting a second voice from Tom, like, oh, yeah, Jax admitted that it was a lie.
No, he did say he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, because when Katie asked him, he said no. He said no, like, 100% to her. But then with Kristen, he was saying yes.
Well, so, and there's still the conversation between Tom and Jax at Jax's apartment in the last episode, where Tom is clearly saying, like, did you tell her that I was out all night with this girl? Like, if you listen to the little bit of the trailed off sentences there, something definitely went down with this girl in Vegas, for sure.
I feel like the jury is out on that scene, because it was so, the distinct words did not come out of Tom's mouth, like, no, I didn't do that. Why'd you tell her that I did that?
Exactly.
So I think viewers were taking it as Tom saying, dude, why'd you do that? Why'd you lie? Mm-hmm. And some viewers are taking it as, dude, why'd you rat me out? Mm-hmm. So I think that scene, it was edited very well, because I think we are all confused. We're all like, well, wait, did he do it? Because then this week we added in Stassi saying, I think he did it. Mm-hmm. So it's building, and I'm wondering if we're the crescendo of the season is going to be like, boom, yes, the least likely guy to cheat on his girlfriend did.
Mm-hmm. It's just funny that every season, the buildup is always like someone's
who
relationship
cheated.
Like, and it'll be always like the happiest couple. It's like, okay, well, I mean, Stassi and Jax were never like the happiest couple, but right. The first season was like all about them and their relationship. And then last season was about Ariana and Tom and Kristen. And then like, no, no, no. And then the last episode was like, oh my gosh, yes, I cheated. I'm so sorry. I don't hate me. And then now it's this season about, and which I never thought we would ever be sitting talking about
Tom and Katie.
Never.
And cheated, right.
Yeah. Never. So we also got a chance to hear Sheena's song, her new song.
Yeah. Liked it.
And then we also got a chance to briefly see the planning or invitations or whatever for her bachelorette trip for Miami.
Yeah, and there was a quick little bump where her and Ariana were addressing wedding invitations too. And I would really like to see more of that stuff. So
yeah.
I think we'll get there.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the wedding.
So what do you guys, I know Ariana has played such like a mutual role in this whole situation. What do you guys think about her just being okay and Sheena also playing the field of being everybody's friend, quote-unquote, but Ariana's just, like, okay with her being friends with Kristen when they're best friends.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's interesting. I was just looking at Sheena's blog on Bravo before I came here, and it certainly seems that she and Kristen are not friends right now at this time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when they were,
they're not friends right now.
They aren't right now. She sounds like Sheena sounds like she's very over Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she was upset that Kristen had said in this episode that Sheena uses her. Sheena didn't agree with that, of course. And she actually had a lot to say too about James and the production of the music and some of the stuff that he said.
Okay.
But yeah, Sheena is definitely kind of playing with everyone a little bit, playing well with all the others. But it kind of works. I don't know, if I was Ariana, maybe I wouldn't be too excited about her being friends with Kristen. But
for me personally, I would never emotionally be able to handle, like, being... I give so much credit to Ariana. I think she is that super cool, chill girl, and I would love to be her. I just can't be that, like, cool and peaceful with everyone. You know, if someone was my best friend and then decided to go befriend somebody that is my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. Yeah,
right.
She's constantly showing up at my boyfriend's apartment. Like, I wouldn't be cool with that. More power to both of them for being cool with that whole situation. But I think that, you know, it at a certain point, it does go bad for Sheena, because it was obvious when she was on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks back that she kind of just turned her back to Kristen, like, you know.
Oh, really?
Like, and a viewer called in and asked about why are you able to be friends with both Ariana and Kristen. And she's like, well, it's really not the case so much anymore, and why don't you watch the season to see whose side I choose? So I think it's pretty obvious that she and Ariana are still great friends, and Kristen is cut off.
Right.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably see Kristen start some major drama at the bachelorette party in Miami.
That's probably where it all started, slash ended.
Beginning of the end.
Yes, I can't wait. I kept thinking, like, oh my gosh, Miami's going to be crazy.
A mess.
Everyone's going to be there.
Yes.
There's going to be fighting. Everyone's going to be drunk. I mean, it's just going to be totally... Everyone's just going to let go. So I think we're going to have a lot to look forward to. Like you said, we have like 10 more episodes.
10 more episodes, plus reunions and lost footage.
Wow.
So much Vanderpump Rules still coming, you guys.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so also with Sheena, we get to see that she does play the guy friend's role and then the girlfriend's role.
I think that's smart on her part. I think she realizes that her and her role overall in this show has diminished a little bit, and that when she can't have her, she doesn't have this dramatic relationship, and we don't know Shay that well, and we don't see that, she knows that she needs to carve out another little niche for herself on the show. So I think she's kind of doing this cool, like, I'm the guy's friend, I'm the chick voice of reason when the guys get together.
Right.
You know, when they're like, oh man, I cheated on my chick and she found out about it, what am I gonna do? Sheena can be like, oh, do this.
Right.
You know? And that can be kind of her role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's always said, like, girls kind of hate me, and I'm more of, like, a guy's girl. And she loves hanging out with the guys, so it's
comfortable. It just seems... It's funny that girls always want to be that role, but guys never want to accept the role. But the guys on this episode or this show, they're very like Tom calling Sheena over like, hey, Jax broke up with his girlfriend. Do you want to come over so we can basically console him? Mm-hmm. Like, why?
You thought that was weird too?
Yeah, I just thought like, as Shay, I would be like, no.
That's my first thought too. I'd be like, I'm sorry, what? We're engaged and you're going over to hang out with two guys and drink alone? No.
Right. And their track records are both cheating men. Both of them have cheated. It's just a mess of a circle of everyone just hooking up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys think Vale is going to end up hooking up with Jax? What do you think?
I was wondering that the entire episode while we sat and watched. Right. And I don't know. She just seems like she might be a little bit too smart for it.
Yeah. Right? I mean, here's the thing. I hope they do hook up. Just because I want the drama.
We don't see that.
I just want the drama. I think we're being set up to think it's never going to happen the way that she came in, was like a super cool customer when they had coffee and was just like,
right.
Honey, yeah, child.
That's what I wanted to talk
about.
You're
no spring chicken.
Yeah. So I feel like we're being led to believe that she's too cool and too mature and she sees it in a friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they will, like, I don't know, maybe she goes to Miami too and maybe they hook up there.
I really
want them to. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, Sheena does like to be friends with everyone. I feel like she would invite Vale along.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, easily.
And
she would easily invite
her. As part of production, it would be like, great, now that Vale's on the show, she's absolutely coming to the Miami trip, you know?
So let's get into that a little bit. Vale and Jax meeting up, which I found very odd that he texts her. And then... Obviously, we see she kept showing her phone. She didn't respond back to him saying the whole Tiffany, they broke up, blah, 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 blah. Well, she does agree, which is very strange. Like, well, let's meet up at a coffee shop and let's sit down and talk about it. They don't know each other from a can of paint. Basically, they just started working together. Obviously, I just feel like, I mean, we're women, so we know, like, the whole cat and mouse, like, thing. Like, how much to give, how much to take. And I just felt like you don't know him, you don't really know any of these other people, but you've given him the benefit of the doubt, and you're like saying, okay, sure, let's meet up and talk about you and your ex-girlfriend, when, I mean, why does it even matter to you?
Well, I think they've gotten closer quicker than they want us to believe, just from being starring on the same reality show. Because when she shows her phone, okay, this is the kind of fan I am, you guys. When she shows her phone, if you pause it a quick second, you can read their entire text combo back and forth.
What did
it say? Can you? I paused it. It was all blurry, and I couldn't read it.
We got to hit it right on the right second, girl.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Tell me everything. But it was like, it seemed like he was really kind of pouring his heart out to her, not just about Tiffany, but like he was saying like, oh, I don't deserve this or something about Tiffany. And like, really, it seemed like it read as kind of like a deep conversation between people who've gotten pretty friendly. So, and that could maybe just speak to the point we are in the series, or when they were shooting and when they're showing whatever they shot, you know. But at that point, when he texted her that him and Tiffany were broken up, it looked like they had kind of started getting a little thing going already.
And oh, that really? One little quick clip they showed of them at work, it looked like they were very flirty. Like when she was touching his chest, like, oh, what's with the deep V?
Yes.
Why is our shirt all unbuttoned?
Like, yes.
They're definitely flirting. But I think she's trying to hold above him, like, I'm a little mature for you, and you need to get it together.
I think she knows... he likes her. And so at this point, she's like, you know what? I'm going to play around with you a little bit because I can. And you are used to, obviously, she even said, like, you're used to getting everything that you want. So I'm going to be that one that's not going to give it to you, but I'm just going to play with you a little bit. And he's obviously not smart enough to understand it. So he's just, like, feeding into it, like, oh, she loves me. And, like, we're best friends. And
yeah, I'm totally broken up with Tiffany.
So did he officially say he's done with her?
I think he said that they're not broken up anymore.
That they were not broken up anymore, yes. And then when Vale asked him later, he definitely evaded it. Like, well, we're still talking about things.
Right.
Was what he said to Vale.
Well, when you have a girlfriend across state lines, as Jack likes to call it.
Right.
That was such a funny
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Away.
And Sheena pointed out, she's like, well, it's not really out of state because it's only 4 hours away. And then Tom was like, no, it really is in a different state. Like,
yeah.
I think she knows it's in a different state, but she was pointing out that it's not, like, across the country.
Right. Exactly.
So, do you guys notice, can you tell a difference that Jax had in O's job at all?
No.
Oh, you know what? I kind of forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess not really.
Not, like, to me, it looks wider. Like, I know he was trying to, like, take the bump out or whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I couldn't tell anything.
No, I guess it does look a little bit straighter on
does
the
it?
Top. Yeah.
I think the profile is the more noticeable change, mm-hmm. not like the head on. Mm-hmm. But they, one night on Watch What Happens Live, he was the guest and they were like, they were showing the two pictures. They're like, can you tell Jax had a nose job? Yes or no? And everyone said, no, like waste of money, waste of time.
Yeah.
So,
but he got it for free anyway because he was on the show.
Exactly.
You think so?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And it was Tiffany's friend. The doctor was.
Oh, right. It was?
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Oh, okay.
She referred him. That is probably true. It was funny to see the dynamic between Jax and Vale when she's like, well, I kind of had a nose job too.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When she was like, I had my nose cauterized. I knew what that meant. But her being you don't know what that means. Like, more of that, like, I'm so smart kind of thing hanging over him.
Right. But. Well, and it's one thing to know what the word cauterize means, which most of us do, and then it's another thing to have accept that as a concept of someone doing that in their nose because they have a hole in their nose from drug abuse.
Well, I'm glad she came right out and said it rather than
because
evading.
You know how they are. If someone hears a little thing, then everyone is going to demolish her. Like we saw with, Yes, I was going to say, who is that little girl? And now she's a shining star, shining bigger than everyone on this whole show.
You go, girl.
Yes, you go. But it just seemed very, like, obviously, like, I think for her, she knows, she probably has watched it, like you said. She knows what role she needs to play. She's like, I'm going to come out brutally honest, so none of them can run me over and try to say this and that about me. And then she's going to end up controlling them, I kind of feel like.
You might be right about that. Yeah, like a Stassi 2.0.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. So, should we get into news and gossip? Do you guys have any?
Oh, I checked out a couple things. Well, you know, some things about Vale. Well, we already talked about how she's 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was also the Maxim
TV News
hometown hottie, runner-up number 3 in 2003.
Oh, that was
she? Yes, she was. So she would have still been at Princeton at that time.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, a little something on Sheena and the songs. You know, James said that her other two songs were not good, which, first of all, I don't agree. Mm-hmm. And second of all, her manager, Russell, who's a fantastic guy, is also James' manager. Mm-hmm. And he produced her first song, What I Like.
Mm-hmm.
So James just gave a big old slap in the face to his own manager there with that little comment.
Ooh.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot there that happens with Kristen and James and Sheena, and it all sounds like it's very toxic now.
I don't believe in Kristen and James' relationship. I honestly don't think that she is using him, which we can get into after because I forgot we need to talk about the whole argument that happened
at the end.
So the only news and gossip that I have is it's a little bit of, like, I guess them trying to protest against the show, the cast members, because they're only getting $5,000 for the season.
$5,000 per episode.
Oh, per episode. Yeah. And they just feel like, you know what, like, we should be getting more. We should be getting flown first class. Like, when we're going out of town, we should be getting. And it's funny just to see the dynamic of, like, the Jersey Shore kids and how much they were making per episode.
That's true.
To see them only making $5,000, which, I mean, Jersey Shore, they pulled in a lot of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But $5,000 is kind of really low.
Especially when you consider that Lisa makes $500,000 for a season of Real Housewives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's also the EP on Vanderpump Rules. So she's probably making $1 million or something off this.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they're all making about $100,000 or so. The main cast.
My theory on the whole thing was that they can't make too much. They still need to make little enough that they have to work at Sir.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can still be characters on this show. Like, Bravo's kind of, like, dangling the carrot. Like, okay, well,
but while
if you want to still be on the show, you have to still work at Sir.
But while they're working, they aren't really working. working on the show.
No, and they're I don't think they spend a lot of time.
Yeah, they're not really there during the season of the show. Because they need to be out and about and feeding us.
Making their money for their club appearances.
Right, that's yeah. True. So, I mean, they're making a good living for LA and they're young and, you know, whatever. I guess just after taxes and stuff like that, they want more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you consider their audience and the fact that this season, their show is carrying Monday Night. Mm-hmm. You know, that you always used to have the Real Housewives lead in, and now Vanderpump Rules carries the new show, Heroes of Hollywood.
Right.
So I think, I think they deserve a lot more.
They definitely have a point. I just think Bravo is trying to keep them down keep them at a certain level so that they could still be slightly relatable should they do a season four.
And not go to rehab for alcohol.
Yeah.
So they're like, we'll still give you free alcohol that still excites you. And we'll
not enough money for drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll give you $5,000 in free alcohol so you can really get drunk. And basically, we'll just babysit you and with a camera.
Well, also, if people saw them flying first class on a plane, wouldn't you be a little bit like, hey, they're supposed to be a poor bartender.
Exactly.
Right? Would that ruin it for you a little bit?
Yeah. Especially, like, all the bartenders and people that are looking up to them. Like, hey, I can be on a show, too.
Right.
So, we forgot to talk a little bit about Tom and James's chat. Mm. And then And I'm like, how did I pass that?
Became Tom and Kristen's argument.
Right. And then it became, first it was Tom and James, and then Kristen and James. Tom and James, and then Kristen and Tom. And then Kristen and James against Tom.
Yes.
So it was very, like, inappropriate. I was just waiting for Lisa to come around the corner and be like, you guys need to stop it. I was even cringing, like, oh my gosh, you guys are at work. Like, I cannot believe this is happening. And you're still talking about the same mess. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you just ignore each other, get over it, not even act like each other exists, and move on?
It sounds like that's what Tom wants to do.
Exactly. He's the only person, which he has shown, he doesn't ever talk about Kristen. Mm-hmm. Unless, I mean, you know, they're in another group setting and someone brings it up, because people keep bringing it up. Mm-hmm. But other than that, he just really seems like he just wants to live his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. What do you guys think
about? And James almost seemed kind of, like, reasonable and decent, too, at the beginning when they first sat down. It almost seemed like, bro, like, we're going to work this out. I thought it would end with a bro hug.
I think he gets away with a lot because he has a British accent. It just sounds so nice.
You're right.
It sounds so kind that it's like, are you really arguing or are you not?
Yeah, well, like, even when he's apologized to Lisa and stuff, I guess I thought he was a huge cat at the beginning, and now he's kind of winning me over a little bit. But I think you're right. It's just the accent. He just sounds smart and nice.
Well, I could not figure out why Tom was so unforgiving. Mm-hmm. James completely has a good point that, like, why would you forgive Jax, but you won't at least be civil to me?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think he has every right to ask Tom to be civil toward him. And he's right. It's kind of like, well, Tom's not really moving on. You know, he's claiming Kristen's not moving on and Kristen's being a crazy ex-girlfriend. It's like, well, if you can't even be civil to James, like, are you not moving on either?
That's a good point. Are you
really hating on him just to be a jerk because you're mad that Kristen kind of moved on too?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't really know what is going on that he will not forgive James. I cannot figure it out. It's driving me crazy. But seeing the way that Kristen went crazy on him, it's like she just wants to bring him down. If it's the last thing she ever does. And I did see real quick online, Lisa's blog said that this all went down before the restaurant opened. So I guess it's like that hour that you're there and setting up the restaurant before dinner service starts that this all happened. And she was like, oh, you better believe, you know, if this had happened while the restaurant was open, like, out the door, they all would have been gone.
But even if it's not open, it's still not, because even the people that are working there, like, to open up and then have that kind of animosity just in the air, it just seems like very, like, why did you guys have to talk about this here?
Isn't that what you want when you go to Sir?
I mean, yeah,
I would love to see them yelling at each other when I go in there. That's what I hope for I go in there.
Have you been?
Oh, I go all the time.
Oh, okay. You never see that?
I was not kidding earlier when I said super, uber obsessed fan.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never seen it. No, but I would love to.
Have you been to any of the cast there?
Haven't been to Pump yet. Yes. Yeah, actually, Sheena waited on my mom and I a couple years ago.
How did you?
When we were there once. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Jax has made me a drink a time or two.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, but they aren't there very often anymore.
Well, I went to Pump a few weeks ago. Right. Oh. After our AfterBuzz holiday party.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so we went there and James was there DJing. So the second I walk in, I see James and I'm like, James, I'm so the girl who's very, very bashful to ever say anything to a celebrity. Like, I don't know why, because this is like what I eat, breathe, sleep, but I get nervous to say anything to them. Mm-hmm. And the second I saw him, before I even thought about it, I had already said, James. And he turned around. He's like, yes. And so we took a picture together. He was very sweet. And I was like, we did your after show on AfterBuzz. So
that's fun. You should have told him to come on.
He was rushing off to, like, I guess go back to DJing. Mm-hmm. So, like, the second the photo got taken, like, he ran away. And I was like, oh, I wanted to invite him to come in. But
maybe we can get him to come on.
Yeah.
I do the same thing, too. I think just because, like, all the different after shows I do and, like, just seeing people, or, like, if I watch a show, I always feel like if I see them out in person, I'm like, you're my friend. Remember?
You think you know them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey. Like, and then I have to, it registers to me, like, they don't know you. I'm like, you know me.
And speaking of seeing them in person, Christina said just last week she saw Jax at the Grove with Tiffany.
Oh, again.
So what is going on? Yeah. And I mean, this is a while after they've taped this season. So maybe they're back together. Maybe they never broke up. I don't know.
Well, you know, it is Christmas time. Everyone likes to be all cozy and cuddly.
That's true. Everyone needs someone at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into predictions.
Ooh,
and now, you're after Buzz.
You go first, Megan.
Okay. I could be totally wrong, but I'm going to predict that Vale and Jax do hook up at some point during this season. Especially because everyone's telling her to stay far away.
Right.
She can't. She's like a moth to the flame.
Can't wait to see. I think that Tom and Katie are going to have a total Chris and Tom thing. I think it's going to come out that he slept with the girl in Vegas, and then everyone's going to get mad at her for not breaking up with him. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a total deja vu situation.
Mm-hmm. I agree with both of you.
Yay!
I also think that Stassi is going to come to Miami. She can't stay away.
She can't.
She has nothing else to do.
So
and she's
true.
Like, why would I not want to do that? But then in her mind, she's like, she likes to even say, like, I just want to go in there and start some stuff. So mm-hmm. I honestly think Stassi's going to show up in Miami, and it's going to actually pick this season up a little bit and carry it, and we're going to be trying to chase it and run after it and be here on AfterBuzz every week like usual. And thank you guys so much. Make sure you guys go onto iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Let us know what you think about the show. Thank you so much for tuning in for another great episode.
Thanks
of Vanderpump.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. We
Thanks
can't
for
wait.
Joining us all.
Yeah, and you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
You guys have been awesome as usual. Thank you for watching. I am English Cleveland. You guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English, and then also on Twitter, English Speaks.
Pink like those lips, which I love. Yeah. It's Christy at Christy Report.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker.
Yeah. You guys have a great and happy Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.